Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope this program finds you at peace and trusting in the Lord. I'm thinking of John chapter 14. The church is leading us these days through the Lord's Last Supper discourse in John's Gospel, which is, wow, one of the most beautiful parts of the entire Bible. There's just so much there, just packed. I would encourage you to take it up and read it, friends. Just read that, you know, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 of John's Gospel. Read them slowly over and over again and ask the Holy Spirit to help you hear Jesus, to help you, you know, put yourself in the position of the apostles and what he speaks to them. Allow him to speak it to you and to understand more and more what Jesus has given us, what he's called us to, what it is we're facing and how to face it. There's just so much there. I think that's really helpful for right now, especially, you know, as we continue to walk through these epic times, challenging times in so many ways for so many people. This is where Christianity really, as C.S. Lewis once said, where Christianity walks, that is, in times of trial and difficulty, when we're shaken, and in a shaking, in a difficult time, all kinds of things get exposed in us. What we're afraid of, you know, our vulnerabilities, our attachments that aren't helpful, all kinds of things surface. And this is a really important time for us to be able to take a deeper dive with the Lord, because he wants to come to us, not to condemn us, but to heal us. He wants to heal your heart, my heart. He wants us to see what we're struggling with and to talk with him honestly and to understand that his words are living and true. And we need to take him on his word. And to take him on his word, though, we have to first know his word. We have to internalize it and allow the Holy Spirit to make it a lived experience within us. So there's so much in the readings this week. I'm excited to be able to talk with you about them. I want to begin today, though, with a reading from yesterday, from the second reading at Mass from 1 Peter. It's just packed. It's a beautiful passage, but I want to just take out one section of it because of how it applies to what Jesus is talking about in the Gospels for us. It's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 in particular. It says this: "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." This is just typical of the Bible. It's just loaded, every sentence here. So, "For Christ also died for sins." He died in obedience to the Father. His expression of radical abandonment of his life in trust to the Father, in obedience. And he's communicating to you and to me through that offering. He's saying, "Look, I became one of you to show each of you how you find ultimate meaning, fulfillment, happiness. It's in obeying the Father, even to the point of death, if that's what it takes. Because living in him is what life is. Loving him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is literally the defining reality of life. It's the whole purpose for why we exist," right? So Jesus showed us. And he said, and he died for sins. He died to take away your sin and my sin, rebellion. He dealt with the sin problem. The sin problem produces the death problem. We've talked about it many times on the program. So he came to deal with our great enemies, sin and death, Peter reminds us here. It's important to see how often this very reality is on the mind of the apostles. They talked about it a lot. They taught, they helped people understand it because it's at the heart. The forgiveness of sins, so that we can, you know, the separation from God can be dealt with and we can pass from death to life. That's really what it's all about. It's important that the church stay focused on these things and not, because of our lukewarmness or compromise or the pressure of the world, to reduce the church and her mission to something horizontal, making her like another NGO or a social service organization primarily, because the temptation to do that, because people get that. And people like that about us, the message of the church. They don't like this message of the church, the need to have our sins forgiven so that we can enter into new life with God. So, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus, the righteous one, for Peter Herbeck, the unrighteous one, that he might bring us to God. What's this all about? Jesus had a mission in mind of obeying the Father and bringing you and me to God. That's it. That's the heart of the whole thing. And again, thank you, St. Peter, for being so clear. And then he just says very simply, he was put to death in the flesh. He was made alive in the spirit. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Adam was a natural father, gave life, but Jesus is a life-giving spirit. Jesus gives us access to his life, the spirit that's in him, that swallowed up death in victory and passed from death to life. Supernatural life, divine life, he gives to us. That's the whole point. He was made alive in the spirit. He was raised, his body was raised, and he's the first. He's the firstborn of a new creation, scripture says. He's the firstborn from the dead. What happened in his flesh, that is the life of the spirit, the life of God, raising that flesh and being united to it and passing from death to life, existence beyond death, this is the heart of Christianity. This is what Jesus has accomplished in us. So, and it's a work of the Spirit. It's really a work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the Spirit is sent by the Father. The Spirit is sent by the Son. The Anointed One, the Messiah, sends it upon his people. And he is siring a new race of people in the Spirit. Christianity is not just a moral system. It's not just another kind of spirituality. Christianity is a new creation. That's what it is. And the only person who can communicate that new creation is Jesus. So let's go to the gospel reading for today. It's John 15, 26 through John 16, 4. I'll just read the whole thing and then meditate, just share a few thoughts. Jesus said to his disciples, when the advocate comes, the advocate is the Holy Spirit, the one who stands alongside, who advocates for you and for me. When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you've been with me from the beginning. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I've told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. Again, in just these two short paragraphs, there's just an enormous amount of revelation and God's grace. So the advocate, the one who stands alongside us, it's like imagine a lawyer in a courtroom who's advocating for your cause. The devil's standing there against you. He's the prosecutor, right? He's prosecuting you. He's standing before the Lord saying, Herbeck is a sinner. I own Herbeck. I have claimed his destiny. And the Holy Spirit comes as a witness. No, no, no. Peter Herbeck has been baptized into Jesus Christ. Christ died his death. Christ paid his price. Christ has cleansed him and forgiven him through his blood. And it's the Holy Spirit who gives us confidence that our sins are forgiven. The Holy Spirit is the present reality of God at work in us, confirming that we're children of God. We're not God's enemies, and we're not slaves to the devil. So when the advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal the truth, not a truth, not my truth, God's truth. It's the only truth there is. Reality itself, the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit comes to reveal the truth about God, the truth about Jesus, the glorious reality of the Son of God, who he is, the truth about man, about our identity, about the fall, about our true condition. The Holy Spirit brings conviction, convicts us of sin, convicts us that the words Jesus speaks to us are absolutely true. And that word applies to us. Jesus' diagnosis of the human heart is an accurate diagnosis. The perfect physician diagnoses your heart. You have a sin-sick heart that he's coming to do heart surgery in. He's going to give you a new heart so that you can have the heart of a child of God. Now, the temptation is, in the world, is to suppress the truth that God is revealing about himself and about us and about the meaning of life. Jesus said, this advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come and testify to Jesus. And he said, and you'll testify to me. So each one of us who are believers in Christ, been baptized into him, we've accepted the testimony of the Lord and the testimony, the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You know, faith is a gift. And the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to be able to see and grasp that reality. Now, the Holy Spirit is with us to help us testify. Not an option. This is part of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Jesus says, I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from synagogue. So here's the path of a disciple. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, it's going to be difficult to count the cost. Because the world you dwell in is not your home. It's ultimately not friendly to you. It's an alternative kingdom. It's the kingdom of darkness. And it exists to suppress the truth about the reign and the lordship of Jesus Christ. And so the more you identify with me, Jesus said, the more it's going to come after you. Even voices within the church, as within the synagogue here. This really intense line, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. Now, in this case, you know, the zeal of Phinehas from the Old Testament, right? It was right to kill people who were standing against God. So there's that reality. But guess what? There's people in the world today. Think about some of the things ISIS did in decapitating Christians. We saw it right in living color. Oh, it was amazing to see the peace on the faces of some of those brothers and sisters, those brothers in particular, right? So the battle is really clear, and it's going to keep coming. And the world now, the world around us, which thinks itself wiser than God, more loving than God, is coming after the church because they find the church unloving. They find the teaching of Christ and his church unloving. Now's the time, with the help of the Spirit of truth, to give us the strength and the clarity to testify to the truth. This is our moment. This is our hour. This is what life's all about as a disciple. And so, friends, it's really helpful for us to understand what Jesus is saying, not only to the apostles who are just days away from the crucifixion, but to each one of us who walk in their footsteps. It's about fidelity to Jesus. Jesus has given us a new power, which gives us a new capacity to live a new way of life, to love as Christ loved, and to stand in obedience to God the way Jesus did, the way the apostles did, and the way the saints did. This is our moment. This is our time. Part of this whole quarantine, in my view, is going deeper with the Lord so he can heal us and strengthen us to be able to live the life radically and free from the idols of this world, to love God and neighbor with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.